cause she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks.
Make our own whiskey.
And we're talking about the freak out going on among the consolidators, the people who thought they had this, they had us in a headlock, they had us on the mat. And here's Nigel Farage talking about the same thing in the last couple of days. He says, this is an article in Express in the UK. He says, no one believed me. Farage was right, as UK avoids being dragged into Juncker's EU army. The outgoing United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP, leader faced ridicule during the Brexit campaign for suggesting an EU army was a possibility, but Juncker's speech today confirmed the plan. During the Brexit campaign, Nigel Farage faced criticism. I read that. Jean-Claude Juncker's State of the Union address to the European Parliament today all but confirmed the plans for a European army. Mr. Juncker pushed toward his agenda, pushed forward that agenda for a European super state this morning with terrifying plans for an EU army. Now, folks, that was a little while ago. That article was actually before the Trump victory. And Juncker is now screaming, tearing his hair out. His hair is on fire, and he is desperate. But we've saved ourselves from so many things. We've saved ourselves from a European super state with Brexit and with Trump. And isn't it wonderful, Paul? And isn't it a sort of a sign of what we can expect? I mean, yeah, what was your reaction, Paul, when you found out that Nigel Farage, it was one day in Mississippi. None of us had any idea this was going on. But Donald Trump, we're here on this show covering another Trump rally in Mississippi, and it's wonderful. And then, shock of all shocks, you know, Paul and I and George, we're very familiar with Nigel Farage, very familiar with him, and, you know, very much supporters of his work. But you know, up onto the podium springs the next speaker, who was scheduled to be Rudy Giuliani, is pulled, and up onto the stage springs Nigel Farage, introduced by Donald Trump, as Donald Trump said, I am honored to have our next speaker here, Mr. Nigel Farage. Paul, I mean, you had to pinch yourself.
Oh, this was dynamic. I mean, just you know, amazing. And I like the links that Donald Trump is making to other nationalists in other countries. I think that's very important, because he's being portrayed as a man who knows very little about foreign affairs. He's you know, sort of American bound and all that, which if it were true, but I don't think it is, if it were true, it would make him vulnerable to the snakes that are going to you know, having lost in the open battle, there will be all sorts of opportunists and establishment snakes who'll try to sneak into the Trump administration and bend his ear. I mean, you know, that's the way politics works. And I think it's really important that that what he's done.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
in everybody.
Now, and let me give you now another such moment that we had. You experienced it right here on this show, and that is, we were talking about Marine Le Pen and another person, you know, very familiar to all of us in this smaller movement that we have, and very excited about Marine Le Pen and her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, and also Marine Le Pen's niece, Marion Maréchal Le Pen. And we never thought about them as being directly linked to Donald Trump. But then one day we're in the middle of the show here, and we find out that Stephen Bannon has sent a message to Marion Maréchal Le Pen, please join together with us in our work, from Stephen Bannon. And again, I had to pinch myself, because right there, right then, that's all I needed to hear to know that Stephen Bannon does fully get it. He's fully up to speed, and he is the chief strategist of the Donald Trump campaign. And of course, who picked Steve Bannon? Who found Steve Bannon? Out of all the people out there, chattering away, wanting to tell people, how to run the country, which one did Donald Trump pick as his chief strategist? Steve Bannon. Donald Trump is the man who made that pick. So is Donald Trump, does he get it? Yes. The only way he could make, he gets it. He gets it, folks. There you go. Very excited about all of that. The call-in number, folks, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now let me read a little bit of an article that just appeared, an interview with Steve Bannon at Trump Tower. He has an office there at Trump Tower. And he said, ringside interview with Steve Bannon at Trump Tower as the president-elect strategist plots, quote, an entirely new political movement, his words. I'm not a white nationalist. I'm a nationalist. I'm an economic nationalist, Bannon tells the interviewer, Michael Wolff, as the controversial Breitbart News chief turned White House advisor unleashes on Hillary Clinton, Fox News, and his critics. He says, in late summer, when I went up to see Steve Bannon, then recently named CEO of the Donald Trump presidential campaign, in his office at Trump Tower in New York, he outlined a preposterous-sounding scenario. Trump, he said, would do surprisingly well among women, Hispanics, and African Americans, in addition to working men, and hence take Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and therefore the election. On November 15th, when I went back to Trump Tower, Bannon, promoted by the president-elect to chief strategist for the incoming administration and by the media as the official symbol of all things hateful and virulent about the coming Trump presidency, said as matter-of-factly as when he first sketched it out for me, quote, I told you so. The liberal firewall against Donald Trump was, most of all, the belief that the Republican contender was too disorganized, outlandish, outré, and lacking in nuance to run a proper political campaign. That view was only confirmed when Bannon, editor of the outlandish and outré Breitbart News Network, took over the campaign in August. Now, Bannon is arguably the most powerful person on the new White House team, embodying more than anyone the liberals' awful existential pain and fury. How did someone so wrong, not just wrong, but inappropriate, unfit, and loathsome, according to the New York Times, get it so spot on right? Now, by the way, this guy Wolf that's writing this article, he's a liberal. He's in the other camp. So this is a hostile interview. But he's got truth in here. In these dark days for Democrats, Steve Bannon has become the blackest hole. He says,
dark days, Eugene.
Yeah.
That's the way they see it. They are stunned, and the sense of disillusionment and despair. I'm reading particularly the commentators in Canada. They can't believe it. I mean, it just wasn't supposed to happen this way. they're absolutely beside themselves.
Yep. Now here Wolf says, it's the Bannon theme, what Paul just mentioned, the myopia of the media, that it tells only the story that confirms its own view, that in the end it was incapable of seeing an alternative outcome and of making a true risk assessment of the political variables, reaffirming the Hillary Clinton camp's own political myopia. This defines the parallel realities in which liberals, in their view of themselves, represent a morally superior character, and Bannon, and folks, just put yourself in there, Bannon, Paul, George, me, and you, immortalized on Twitter as a white nationalist, racist, anti-Semite thug. The ultimate depravity of Trumpism.
James, tell me, what was the word before replace and reject?
Oh, just reveal.
Reveal, replace, and reject. Please, my 15-second rant here. Our entire, you know, all the good people in America just rallied and did the right thing, and they pushed Donald Trump across the finish line. Now we need exactly the same people to push something else. God, where do we even start? I'd like to start with replacing the New York Times and the media.
Yes.
You know, we have our man, we have a movement, the other side is in tatters. How about, why don't we just destroy the left-wing media and make them go away and have the New York Times disappear and go bankrupt and have our media? Well, we could say it, but it's going to take, you know, how do we recongeal what happened 2 weeks ago to make this happen and put the media in our hands instead of theirs?
Well, we're doing it right here. With your very persuasive voice, George, you're becoming the alternative media, and Paul and the rest of us. And those three R's, you know, folks, we all had in school, reading, writing, and arithmetic, the three R's. I propose a new three R's. Reveal. Reveal the lying media. Reject the lying media. And then replace the lying media.
Replace.
So reveal, reject, and replace the three R's, another three R's. I think it'll work as a selling point. You know, we'll just throw it out there. You know, this is how things start. We'll throw it out there and see if it catches fire. See if Ann Coulter tweets it, and if Ann Coulter tweets it, it'll then become a household phrase.
But I still beat that drum, George, James. The people who are listening to us, you need to do more than call the show. God bless you that you do, but. You know, we've had a moment of victory, and, you know, revolutions don't happen by celebrating. You need to replace, you know, I've done it. It's hard to do. Replace some of your activities with more concentrated, heavy-duty, patriotic effort. You know, the media is still in their hands. We'd like it to be in our hands, but it's not. And Donald Trump overcame that. He's a billionaire. We're not billionaires. We have to all be together pulling on the same rope to accomplish what he did, and we need to take over the media among 20,000 other things we need to do. But we're not going to do it if you're self-congratulating. There's all sorts of articles going, you know, the Brits have been lazy in victory with Brexit. Not sure that's really true. They only have a symbolic vote. We have, you know, a serious business nationalist government about to take charge. But it takes work. A hell of a lot more work than we've been doing in the last 40 years.
Okay, now let me regale you with some more Bannon talking your talk there, George. He says, Bannon represents, writes this author, Liberal Wolf, he says, the fall of the establishment, the self-satisfied, inbred, and homogeneous views of the establishment are both what he is against and what has provided the opening for the Trump revolution. Quoting Bannon now, quote, the media bubble is the ultimate symbol of what's wrong with this country, he continues. It's just a circle of people talking to themselves who have no effing idea what's going on. If the New York Times didn't exist, CNN and MSNBC would be just a test pattern. The Huffington Post and everything else is predicated on the New York Times. It's a closed circle of information from which Hillary Clinton got all her information and her confidence. That was our opening, unquote, Steve Bannon. And at that moment, just to give you the atmosphere, he says, at that moment, writes Wolf, as we were talking, there's a knock on the door. This is in Trump Tower now, on the door of Bannon's office, a temporary, impersonal, middle-level executive space with a hodgepodge of chairs for constant impromptu meetings. Senator Ted Cruz, once the Republican firebrand, now quite a small and unassuming figure, has been waiting patiently for a chat, and Bannon excuses himself for a short while. It is clear when we return to our conversation that it is not just the liberal establishment that Bannon feels he has triumphed over, but the conservative one, too. Not least of all. Ooh, yeah. And hasn't that been a big part of our problem, folks? Not least of all, Fox News and its owners, the Murdochs.
Yeah.
Bannon says, they got it more wrong than anybody, he says. Rupert is a globalist. Now, remember, folks, you're hearing this. This is Donald Trump's right-hand man just said Rupert Murdoch is a globalist.
And he is.
Yeah, but think about what that means, folks. That's not me saying it on little alternative radio. That's Steve Bannon, right-hand man to the most powerful man in the world, saying Rupert Murdoch is a globalist. In other words, he's not buying that snake oil from Rupert Murdoch. And he feels powerful enough that he can call Rupert Murdoch out on the carpet. Rupert is a globalist, and call him by his first name. Rupert is a globalist and never understood Trump. To him, Trump is a radical. Now they'll go centrist, he's talking about Fox, and build the network around Megyn Kelly. He recounts with no small irony, and of course, and he's making fun of that. He's going, you know, good luck with that.
And I hope Fox does that so we can knock their butts out of the saddle and have real media for a change.
Yeah. I'll skip down here through this article. And let me also, by the way, let me check on our callers here. I don't want to keep anybody waiting. The call number is 800-313-9443 if you want to get in on the show. Now, and remember, I talked about Reince Priebus, his appointment as chief of staff as being, you know, it's not something to really worry about. I said he's just mainly is a guy directing traffic. Well, this Wolf confirms that. Listen to what he says. Bannon now becomes part of a two-headed White House political structure with Reince Priebus in and out of Bannon's office as we talk, as chief of staff, in charge of making the trains run on time. Just what we said. Reporting to the president and Bannon as chief strategist, in charge of vision, goals. Sorry, folks. I got to slide my glasses a little further down my nose here. No goats. In charge of vision, goals, narrative, and plan of attack. Reporting to the president, too. Add to this the ambitions and whims of the president himself and the novel circumstance of one who has never held elective office, the agenda of his highly influential family, and the end runs of a party, significant parts of which were opposed to him, and you have quite a complex court that Bannon will have to finesse to realize his reign of the working man and $1 trillion in new spending. And then he says, this is interesting, I'll hold you in suspense. Very interesting quote after this break.
You your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we are back here in the American Freedom Party Report. Paul Fromm is with us, George in Maryland, and your calls. Jason in Boston is on the line. Jason, we'll go to you in just a moment. That quote I had you waiting for, I lost the article, but I'll do it from memory. Stephen Bannon says, "I am the Thomas Cromwell to the Tudor court." I have to think about that one. I have to think about what he means. I don't know exactly what he means. I am the Thomas Cromwell to the Tudor court. So, Paul, you know, you're a historian.
I'm not sure what he means, but, you know, there's a very interesting reaction from Russia to Donald Trump's victory. President Putin had vowed that he would begin this year, 2016, to destroy the New World Order. And this is a reaction, I believe it's attributed to Putin. The American people have stood up against the media, the banks, the establishment, everything that was against them, and they've said enough. We want change. And he also said that he was he hopes for a new understanding and restored Russian-American relations. And he sees this election as proof that the globalist destructive agenda is deeply unpopular with real people, and when given the chance, they will instinctively reject it out of hand. And that's what Trump did. He gave people a clear-cut choice and a chance, and they rallied to him.
Yes.
I agree.
Jason in Boston, you're on the air. Come in, Jason.
Hey, Mike. Sorry about that. My iPhone is crazy. Am I still live?
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
You're on the air.
I didn't mean to call you Mike. Mr. Kelso, we haven't spoken since before the election. I'm a frequent caller to your show. So the couple points that I wanted to add are, it seems like the mainstream media in their perpetual insanity are actually doubling down, which is surprising even to me, on their tactics of trying to burn down Trump and burn down every decision that he makes post-election. What the hell are they, forgive my language, what are they thinking? It's almost like they don't care if they put themselves out of business. Is that a fair assessment?
Desperation, Jason. I think it's desperation. They're making big mistakes, which desperate people do.
Good, good. That's a wonderful retort to my comment. And lastly, and I'll take your response to this off the air, if I may. As I promised before the election, if he gets in, I'm not some sycophantic fanboy of, you know, a celebrity Trump. I never watched The Apprentice. I never, you know, was into any of that. But now that he's won, I have a hawkish eye on every appointment that he makes. So far, the four that he's made, I believe, are good, given the research that I've done. But if I start seeing the likes of Bolton's and Romney's and, frankly, even Chris Christie, I'm not so solid on, coming into this administration, I wonder if Trump feels that he can convert them, or if Trump is giving in to pressure from those people. You know who those people are, so do I. We don't have to get into it.
I love it.
You know, or if he feels that, you know, he can put these people in places and say, look, you know, I know you had your agenda, but it's this way now, and just uses them as kind of publicly recognizable mouthpieces. And if you want me to stay on longer, I will, but that's all I really have to say.
On the appointments, I like something that Alex Jones said. Somebody, a listener, called me up to say, hey, Kelso, he kind of recounted a Jones show. And Jones said on the question of appointments, Jones? Well, I'm going to keep you in suspense again about what Jones said. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Here at the American Freedom Party Report, and let's see, I was holding you on, I was holding you on a quote, I can't remember what it was, but anyway, I'll get to it. The Jason in Boston, just before the break, was mentioning the question of appointments and looking closely. Oh, it was Alex Jones. Alex Jones said he was so happy with Trump. And so confident in Trump and sharing Roger Stone's confidence in Trump. Roger Stone, you know, none of us know Donald Trump, so we're kind of, you know, we're reading the tea leaves. Roger Stone is not reading the tea leaves. He knows Donald Trump very well. He says, the man is such a genius. He's so brilliant. You don't have to worry about coaching him or steering him. He can figure it out. Jones said on the question of appointments, I don't care if he appoints Santa Claus to a position because he is not only is he brilliant, he's in charge. And his office released his spokesman. I think it was a fellow named Miller or somebody put out a statement this weekend saying whoever Donald Trump appoints, you know, all this hand-wringing about who's he going to appoint. He said whoever Donald Trump appoints will be working for Donald Trump and Mike Pence and will advance the views of the president, period. So, in other words, Donald Trump is not an airhead like George Bush Jr., who could be dominated by people that are smarter than Bush. None of the guys that Trump's going to appoint are going to dominate Donald Trump. So the great appointments so far. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, great. Mike Flynn as National Security Advisor, fantastic. Steve Bannon as Chief Strategist, oh my gosh, I'm in hog heaven. Reince Priebus as Chief of Staff, perfect guy to get things done, to coordinate with the people on the Hill. He knows all of them, and they like him, so he can get the trains on time. Now let's go to what he's going to work on today. I think I've got that here. Yeah, I do. I have a headline for you here. So we'll bring you up to date on what's going on today with Donald Trump. Here it is. Washington Dateline today. President-elect Trump will hold a series of meetings on Sunday in New Jersey as he continues to put together a team for his incoming administration, Trump spokesman said. Now, this is at his golf course there in, I forgot the name of the little town in New Jersey. I'm looking at my map of New York, New Jersey right here. I'll get it for you in just a second.
Bedminster,
right on I-78 and easy drive east of Thomas Edison's laboratory there in West Orange. And the I'll continue the article. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence will meet with talent agent Ari Emanuel, civil rights attorney Peter Kirsenow, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, looks very promising, Black Entertainment Television founder Robert Johnson, Bridgewater Associates President David McCormick, and retired Marine Corps General John Kelly. Trump and Pence will also meet with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, U.S. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, Speaker of the Oklahoma House of Representatives, T.W. Shannon, American investor for Wilbur Ross, and Jonathan Gray, global head of real estate at Blackstone Group, they added during a call with reporters. So that's what he's – and notice it's a telephone call. So his office gave a call to the reporters. Okay, these are the people, some of the people that we're going to meet with today. And they're not making themselves – they're not letting the press come in and bug them. So he met, for instance, Donald Trump met yesterday with the Prime Minister of Japan. I'll try to remember his name. And he did not significantly – the press was having a freak out. He didn't invite them in. He had one Japanese – Shinzo Abe, A-B-E, Prime Minister of Japan. And they had one Japanese photographer. It was actually a couple days ago. And that's how it was reported. And he had in the meeting with him, he had Ivanka Trump, his daughter. And the press was freaking out about that. This is what we're going to get. This is that chutzpah we're talking about, the desperation. They were slamming Trump and his daughter, saying that Ivanka is one of the children who is going to be handling Donald Trump's business affairs as he has to set those aside as president to avoid conflict of interest. So he's not going to be supervising his businesses at all as president. His children will. Get this, Paul and George, that this reporter was all upset that Ivanka was even in the room with her father during this meeting, because that's a conflict of interest. They're going, that's a conflict.
We're going to mention the same source. Sure didn't mind too much in 1994 when Hillary Clinton was in the same room while Bill brought in whoever so that they could both mug him.
Yeah, yeah. The folks, you know, so Donald Trump, let me get this right, New York Times and Washington Post. So Donald Trump is supposed to go through 8 years in the White House without seeing his children?
This is Looney Tunes stuff. This is
This is Looney Tunes.
James, I'm so glad you brought this all up. You know, I could go on. Let me just say, you know, Donald Trump, he can appoint anyone he wants, including Captain Kangaroo. They're going to do his agenda or they'll be out real quickly. I really enjoyed it. He has had a cavalcade of defeated losers, defeated enemies coming. I mean, he had Mitt Romney came to kiss his ring the other day, and he went in and he came out with a dour look. And it's very obvious. You know, Trump said, "Hi, Mitt, you suck, and I have nothing for you. Now go off and do whatever you want. You want to try to cut my throat? Okay, well, I'll try to cut yours too." He is acting basically like the king of the United States, as he should. And he is in total victory mode. He can bring anyone he wants to. And not worried about – I mean, we've already got articles going, "No, Donald Trump's bringing neocons." I mean, neocons. How many times? Five times neocons? Even if he hires a neocon or two, do you think they're going to, you know, push the Israel Uber Alles agenda on Donald Trump's watch? No.
No.
The other thing is, it probably would be just good politics for him to take on board one or two Democrats who are not totally
outstanding politics. You're all over it, Paul. That's exactly what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to bring in a couple of his vanquished enemies and force them to do what he wants.
Yeah,
just like Julius Caesar.
Oh yeah, yeah, George, you're smoking today. Yeah, you wound back and you're throwing strikes.
Yeah, just on your last thought there, George and Paul, that if folks, let's get our audience ready for this, if Donald Trump appoints somebody to some position who is not our favorite guy, don't worry. I'm with Alex on that. It's Alex Jones. If he appoints Santa Claus, who is one of our favorite guys, but if he appoints Santa Claus, whoever he appoints, he is going to be in charge. So Mitt Romney, when he came out of his conference with Donald Trump, was asked, "What did you talk about?" And he said, "We talked about various situations around the world." In other words, they talked about the kinds of things the Secretary of State has to address. So Donald Trump was sounding out Mitt Romney on, "Okay, well, what do you think about Syria? We don't know which." He's talking about the world, so obviously he talked about this. What about Syria? What about Japan and China? I just met with the Prime Minister of Japan and so on. He was sounding out Mitt Romney. And possibly, you know, would it help? Yes, it would help. If Donald Trump could get, a significant number of the folks who opposed him on board, it really helps him govern. And if he had Mitt Romney as Secretary of State, according to that press release, he would be not espousing his views, but those of his boss, the president. And could he make Mitt Romney do that and make it work? I think he could. So I don't think he's going to appoint Mitt Romney, if I were betting on it. But it's a real possibility. He's
I wish I could be Trump for a day. I mean, I would appoint Mitt Romney, and I would make him the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Or I would appoint to one of the other, 14 meaningless garbage to make him the Secretary of Education. Or, hey, pick one. Pick one of these useless agencies. Make him in charge. Make him the Secretary of Commerce so he can fall asleep like the last six or seven or the Secretary of Labor, Mitt Romney. I'd love to read about that in the compost. So, always you appoint your enemies into positions and humiliate the bejesus out of them. Way to go, Donald Trump.
Now, Mike Huckabee weighed in on this. Mike Huckabee was one of the people, filing in for an interview, and he talked with Trump, and he came out. He said that they didn't come up with a fit for a position for Huckabee, but he was being interviewed. And so, and imagine how these folks, imagine if you were called in by Donald Trump. Well, how would it go? Hi, Mr. President. It's a pretty wild conversation, isn't it? Because it's going to be like, you know, Paul, he's interviewing you, Paul. Paul, where do your interests lie? are you interested in the Secretary of State or transportation or how would you like to be? Would you like to be a national security advisor? I mean, folks, this is a pretty wild conversation. So when Mike Huckabee went in, who knows? You know, the world was their oyster, both men, as they talked. And Huckabee came out and said they didn't find a fit, meaning probably a couple ideas.
Well, I know what happened. He said, Mike, it's going to be an 80-hour week for you. And Mike said, thank you, Mr. President. Be seeing you.
Well, yeah. I did meet Mike Huckabee one time at the 2007 at the Iowa Straw Poll at Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa. Huckabee was there in his blue jeans and his bass guitar, singing, crooning his rock and roll songs. He has a rock and roll band. It's pretty interesting. But he does. He does look like a guy who likes to play his bass guitar. Big old thing. Maybe not interested in an 80-hour week. But Huckabee weighed in on this. He said, I hope Donald Trump doesn't appoint Romney to anything because his supporters will be angry. And Huckabee did come on as a supporter, to his credit. Mike Huckabee came on as a supporter of Donald Trump, you know, and did some campaigning for Donald Trump. So I'm also glad to hear the news we just read. Chris Christie being interviewed today. I think that's good. They're in New Jersey, and there apparently was some, again, from, you know, the press may be lying to us, but apparently there was a little bit of a falling out between Chris Christie and Donald Trump. He was removed from his position as the head of the transition team, which does look like a sort of demotion, doesn't it? And there appears to have been some upset with Chris Christie about something. And, of course, this is going to happen. But I like to see, you know, the art, the man, the master of the deal, the inventor of the art of the deal. This man can close deals. And he can, and that includes, imagine, he built all that tremendous real estate in New York. He transformed New York City. Who did he have to deal with every day? Horrible mayors of New York City. Horrible city.
James, I have to talk about appointments here. You know, Barack Obama didn't appoint anybody either time. Other people higher in the pecking order did it for him. And now the press is real upset because Donald Trump's ignoring the powers that be and, you know, the trillion-dollar think tanks. And he really is appointing his own staff instead of reading a teleprompter like Barack Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Let's go to a caller, Laura in Michigan. Engineer, if you can get Laura on the line.
Hi, James.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I said to Don Stattmiller the other day, the best person for Secretary of State is David Duke. He went to school in the Ukraine. He's a PhD. He's been in the Middle East. And John was laughing. And I said, it would take the heat off of Bannon. John said, yeah, that's true. I said, the second thing he would do, he'd give all the liberals heart attacks and they'd all die. Our problems are over with.
Well, Laura, you know, he's already... Donald Trump is already doing that with Stephen Bannon. They're already in cardiac arrest. He doesn't need. They're already there. And by the way, let me apologize here. I think I may have cut Jason off, engineer. If I lost Jason and he wasn't done, he did. Okay, all right. And any time I do that to any caller, you know, you can always call right back in, and I'll put you right back up if I goof up. Laura, the. You know, the appointments that, you know, Donald Trump is doing. Now, I don't think, Laura, that from our little tiny movement that we have, I don't think we're going to get cabinet positions.
No.
So, you know, one of the things I want to sort of put out there is an awareness of scale. That is, Donald Trump is, his movement is an 80-story skyscraper, and we're a wonderful little bungalow down at the foot of that skyscraper. We have some importance, and we have a role to do and so on, but we're not an 80-story skyscraper standing next to the Trump skyscraper. If we can only, it'll help us be more effective if we're aware of our size in relation to this blessing, this gift that has descended upon us from the heavens in the form of Donald Trump and the Trump phenomenon. You know, a man who... you know, a really powerful intellect. And let me just throw this in here before I forget. I was pointing to Stephen Bannon. You know, when he makes references to himself, he's a 10-year Navy man, Harvard graduate, a brilliant man, filmmaker, just a man of incredible talent. This is the common denominator of the Trump team, incredible talent. The Donald Trump, early in the campaign, Bill Bennett was being interviewed. When all these people were saying, Donald Trump can't make it, he can't do it, it's all just a flash in the pan. William Bennett, if you remember him, very very strong intellect, very brilliant man, he was being interviewed, and he said, you know, I was skeptical about Donald Trump and so on, et cetera. And then I heard an interview in which he was asked, what's your favorite book? And his answer, he just shot back, was All Quiet on the Western Front. And Bill Bennett said, man, he said, when he said that, I knew this man is a thinker. He's, we got the music here. We'll come back to Am besten nicht Neues, the title in German of All Quiet on the Western Front. Stay with us, Laura. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black, and
I'm black.
I ain't a yellow, just a white
yellow
boy looking for a place, to do my thing.
Well, here we are looking for a place to do
my thing.
I
don't want no handout.
Here on the American Freedom Party report, and listening to Merle Haggard there, that's a good point to kind of make a, I think, make a point about, I think the right tone, you know, Donald Trump talks about tone, Hillary talks about tone, a good tone for us to take in our movement as nationalists, as American nationalists, is one that Merle Haggard would agree with when he sings about, I ain't black and I ain't yellow, I'm just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I think the right tone for us to take is a good-hearted, generous belief that all races, that all peoples, nationalities or races, have, that it is very desirable that all of them be themselves, that all of them be free to be themselves, that they be sovereign over themselves, that no, for instance, Jewish media controls their thinking. There should be a Jewish media in a Jewish state. Great idea. Great idea. you have the Jewish all-stars running the Jewish media in a Jewish state. But it's wrong for any people. Like, we shouldn't have a Chinese media here. Canada should not have an Ethiopian media. Okay, Ethiopia should have an Ethiopian media. All peoples, this is what's the beauty of nationalism, folks. It's an idea that we can sell. So that you get a good man like Dr. Ben Carson, who's a black man, and you can appeal to him with the idea of nationalism, that his people should thrive. People should have good communities, good jobs, safe streets. Parents in a black community should not have to worry about their kids walking to school. They shouldn't have to worry about gangs. And a Ben Carson could support a white Donald Trump, who was going to deliver safety to his nationalist black community. So this is an idea we can sell. And maybe, I'm just throwing this out there, maybe in our 50 years of being a white nationalist movement, we've kind of walked into a bear trap that the enemy has set for us. They've loaded some words up with they've loaded these words so that when they throw out the term white supremacist or KKK or white nationalist, it sort of ends the sale for us with our own people. But the term, Donald Trump has shown that the term like American nationalist or America first, it works. And it hasn't been poisoned by our enemies. So I'm just throwing that out there. We're coming up on a break here. I'll go to your calls right after this break, and then we've got another hour. See you after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the